Peoria, Illinois may seem an unlikely place to produce a flamenco band, yet Tambora is here with the songs to show for it.
What started out as messing around, showing off our riffs and things, turned into some really good writing, I think.
That's Cindy Youngren, vocalist and writer for the Peoria-based flamenco band Tambora. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Wednesday, February 3rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois is failing to stem the tide of continual population loss that has beleaguered the state the last several years. That's according to recent U.S. Census data. Tim Shelley examines the latest numbers.
About 80,000 people left the land of Lincoln in 2020. It marks the seventh straight year the state has sustained a population loss. Aaron Alleman is the executive director of the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning.
It wasn't unexpected, I think, but it continues a disheartening trend that we've seen across the state is just that, you know, people are leaving Illinois, and the only state that saw a higher rate of population loss was West Virginia.
That population loss was most heavily concentrated in counties outside the Chicago area. But even in the handful of counties gaining new residents, the growth was modest at best.
It begs the question of what do we need to be doing to growing our economy here, and not just in the metro region, but statewide.
Alleman says Latinx immigration rates are also dropping off statewide the last few years. Growth in that population traditionally helps offset losses in other demographics. Illinois stands to lose at least one and potentially two congressional seats due to population loss following reapportionment later this year. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. With more than 3 million Illinois residents currently eligible for the coronavirus vaccine during Phase 1B, demand is far outpacing supply. To help address the issue, Illinois' Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the CDC has given states permission to borrow unused doses from pharmacies that have received more than they currently need. Sexual health education could be mandatory in Illinois public schools. That's under reintroduced legislation from Democrats in the General Assembly. And Tazewell County Coroner Charles Hanley says 19-year-old Joshua A. Kreitz of Peoria is the man who stabbed an East Peoria police officer multiple times before he was fatally shot early yesterday morning. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Peoria may not seem fertile ground for birthing a flamenco band, but a side jam during the making of a compilation CD among area musicians grew into one of Peoria's newest outfits. Cindy Youngren of Hoosier Daddy and the bluesy Southside Cindy and the Sliptones said Tambora grew out of an improv session between recordings with Stinky Pete guitarist Tom Hopwood. She told John Norton, Hopwood was playing riffs and chord progressions he had been hanging on to and thought it natural to add her lyrics and melodies.
What started out as messing around, showing off our riffs and things, turned into some really good writing, I think. I've put all the lyrics and melodies to it, and he seemed to like what I was doing to that, so we kept going and ended up making a whole CD.
So many things you want to do, but don't know how. All the roads are paved with good intentions, your inventions.
These are your lyrics. Did you write them specifically for this music, or had you had them for a while, maybe intending them for a different kind of music?
I always borrow a little bit from the past of things that I've wanted to use, but I did sit and listen to these songs and add the theme to them, that these lyrics were written to this music. In one case, I had to get a friend of mine to make sure I was translating into Spanish correctly, but I was literally Skyping back and forth. How do you say this? How do you say that? And a friend of mine from Ecuador was actually translating. That one is from the song Mi Hermano, of course.
You sung that one in Spanish. How did you decide to do that one in Spanish? And I think the other ones are all English. What did it come down to in what language you wanted to sing in?
As far as the poetic part, of course, it's easier for me to write in English. But I've found that Spanish really doesn't have any issues with the rhyming. And maybe it's because so many of the words end vowel that they flow and they rhyme and they feel rhythmic all by themselves.
Name of the song is Mi Hermano from the new self-titled album by Peoria's Tambora. What is this song actually about?
I think when I started writing, it was about a couple of musician friends of mine who were brother and sister, and they were talking about listening to their music so loud. But I love, love, love the lyrics to this one, especially in the second verse, the touch of West Side Story about the Jets. Because that was the one issue my friend had in Ecuador when I asked him to translate, when you're a jet all the way. He said, what's a jet? Actually being in bands. I mean, I'm talking many years ago, I won't say how many, talking with guitar players and bass players that I was running with at the time, and we thought what we were doing was all that, and we were committed to what we were doing and laughing about, oh yeah, you would practice 24 hours a day. Well, yeah, when you're a jet all the way, you know. And we used to just say that to each other, so I was kind of dying to use that line. And then when I got to use it in Spanish, I didn't feel like I was stealing. So.
Does this music allow you to say something in a different way that a blues song can't?
You know, it just allows you to feel something differently. I don't think any genre keeps you from saying what you want to say. But I think if you picture yourself in a different setting, I think there are times where the strumming and the energy of it really pushes your meanings forward.
That's vocalist Cindy Youngren speaking with John Norton. You can hear music from the new flamenco band Tambora on Highway 309, available now at WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Before we let you go, I must remind you that you are invited to WCBU's inaugural Radio Faces event. A week from Thursday, you can meet NPR's Aisha Roscoe and Scott Detrow from the comfort of your living room. They'll field your questions about reporting from Washington as this new administration gets underway. Tickets, including a VIP experience, are now available at WCBU.org.